This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Donald Trump becomes the first former U.S. president convicted of felony crimes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Former President Donald Trump has been found guilty of all 34 charges against him in his New York hush money trial. It makes Trump the first former U.S. president convicted of felony crimes. The reaction outside court? It took the jury only 2 days to reach the verdicts for falsifying business records in a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election through hush money payments. There is the possibility Trump could face prison time as he is trying to return to the White House.
We'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end and we'll win because our country's gone to hell. We don't have the same country anymore. We have a divided mess.
The falsifying business records charges carry up to 4 years behind bars, but prosecutors have not said whether they intend to push for prison time.
This is long from over. Thank you very much.
I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden partially lifted a ban on Ukraine using U.S. arms in strikes on Russian territory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Two officials say that allows Kyiv to use American weaponry in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv, which is under Russian assault. They stress the policy that Ukraine not use those arms to mount offensive strikes in Russia has not changed. The move comes a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken hinted at a shift.
At every step along the way, we've adapted and adjusted. As necessary.
Ukrainian officials have been stepping up calls to allow their forces to defend themselves against attacks coming from Russian territory. This morning, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged Western nations to reconsider any restrictions.
I believe that the time has come.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Early results from South Africa's election suggest the ruling African National Congress is set to lose its parliamentary majority for the first time since sweeping to power with Nelson Mandela as its leader at the end of apartheid. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
With results from less than a fifth of polling stations, the ANC's share of the vote from Wednesday's election stood at around 42.5%. The pro-business Democratic Alliance was near 26%, the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters around 8%. According to the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, which was providing projections to state broadcaster SABC, the ANC is projected to have roughly 42% of the vote when the count is over. That pitches South Africa into uncharted political waters. The ANC has previously won a majority in every vote held since the landmark 1994 election, which marked the end of apartheid and the ascent of Nelson Mandela as president.
David Doyle from Reuters. Lava continues to spurt from a volcano in southwestern Iceland, but the activity has calmed significantly from when it erupted. Scientists say the eruption on Wednesday was the fifth and most powerful since the volcanic system near Grindavik reawakened in December after 800 years. Volcanologist Dave McGravy says the amount of lava flowing from the crater initially released enough material each minute to bury Wembley Stadium in London, which seats 90,000, under about 50 feet of lava. Grindavik, a coastal town, and the popular tourist spot Blue Lagoon remain evacuated. North Korea fires a missile barrage toward its eastern waters days after a failed satellite launch. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
North Korea has fired a barrage of missiles towards its eastern waters, according to South Korea's military. The missile barrage came days after the North unsuccessfully attempted to launch a military reconnaissance satellite. Speaking to reporters, Japan's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, said that the suspected missiles were believed to have landed in waters outside of Japan's exclusive economic zone. Kishida also said Tokyo strongly condemned the launches. He added they were in violation of UN Security Council resolutions against the North. I'm Karen Chavez.
A new report has found that billions of dollars in gold is smuggled out of Africa each year, and most of it ends up in the United Arab Emirates, where it is refined and sold to customers around the world. The report published Thursday found that more than $30 billion worth of gold, or more than 435 metric tons, was smuggled out of the continent in 2022. The report is from SwissAid, an aid and development group based in Switzerland. The main destinations for African gold were the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and Switzerland. The authors of the report said their goal was to make the trade in African gold more transparent. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.